This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A Qatari plane carrying five freed Americans, accompanied by two family members and the Qatari ambassador to Iran, has taken off from Tehran Airport, headed to Doha, according to a source briefed on the situation who told Reuters. Earlier Monday, the Iranian government announced that money unfrozen from South Korea had arrived in Qatar. In Libya, they are spraying a sanitizer in Derna, hoping to prevent a disease outbreak, which the United Nations now says could bring a second devastating crisis to Libya, a week after that massive flash flood crushed the coastal city. The World Health Organization is concerned particularly about contaminated water and the lack of sanitation. Ukraine and Russia at the World Court Monday arguing about the Russian invasion and Russia's claims about genocide. The reason, AP reporter Charles de Ledesma says, Russia is using to justify their invasion of Ukraine.
Hearings this week are expected to see lawyers for Russia argue that the court does not have jurisdiction to hear the case, while Ukraine will call on judges to press ahead to hearings on the substance of the claims. Ukraine's case is backed by a record 32 other nations in a major show of support. Kyiv filed the case shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine, arguing that the attack was based on false claims of the acts of genocide. It wants the court to order Russia to halt its invasion and pay reparations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Now, if the court rules in Kyiv's favor, it wouldn't end the war, but it might help with those reparations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden joining other world leaders in New York City at the United Nations for the General Assembly meeting, an annual rite of power, a preview of which we get now from VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakasera.
Fresh off his historic visit to Vietnam and the G20 summit in India, U.S. President Joe Biden will again engage with world leaders, this time at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He is expected to rally support for Ukraine as he did last year.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky plans to attend in person to rally support for his country. He will meet Biden at the White House Thursday. Patsy Wadakasera, VOA News, Washington.
Another trial of police officers accused of killing a person of color in the United States begins today. AP correspondent Julie Walker says this one taking place in the U.S. state of Washington.
33-year-old Manuel Manny Ellis was tackled, punched, tased and held face down on a sidewalk in March 2020, 2 months before George Floyd was killed by an officer's knee to his neck. Tacoma police officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins are charged with second-degree murder. Timothy Rankin, first-degree manslaughter. All pleaded not guilty. Police say Ellis tried to get into a stranger's car and then attacked the officers when they confronted him. But witnesses say the officers jumped out of their car as Ellis walked by, knocked him to the ground. Some of what happened caught on video, including Collins wrapping his arm around Ellis's neck. I'm Julie Walker.
A senior British politician is urging police to investigate sexual assault allegations against comedian and actor Russell Brand. Four women told a Channel 4 television documentary and The Times and the Sunday Times newspapers that Brand assaulted them. Brand denies all the claims, saying the relationships were always consensual. Once again, recapping our top story, a deal between the United States and Iran is moving forward. Money that was frozen in South Korea, unfrozen, and in trust now in Qatar to be used only for humanitarian purposes, and five American, Iranian Americans being held in Iran have been released and are flying to Doha at this hour. More news on our website, voanews.com, and on our social media platforms. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.